When I told some of my friends that I might be considering politics, the first question they asked me was, am I joining the opposition? Hi, my name is Dinesh. I'm 50 this year and I'm slated to be one of the PAP candidates at the upcoming election. Well, service has always been in my system. I've been serving for many years, either as a volunteer in a nursing home or as a member of the Agency for Integrated Care, where we're helping seniors. And prior to that, I was helping many of our Singaporeans steer through the COVID-19 crisis. So to me, it was part and parcel of service. And I felt that in political life, there was an ability for me to bring my level of service to really a new level altogether. I wouldn't say it's always been on the cards, but I have been interested in politics in that that has been part and parcel of the conversation among friends, among family. But whether would I step forward, I wasn't sure because, you know, it is a heavy commitment. But towards the last couple of years, I felt it was more important for me to step forward. And hence, when I did have the conversation with Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, it was evidently clear to me that I should step forward and I should make a difference. Elder care issues and caregiver issues are something that's very close to my heart, given the work that I've been doing over the last couple of years. However, I'm also a father of three children, and I do understand the concerns that families go through, especially with school-going kids. The strain that sometimes they may experience in school, what else we can do to support them, how else can we strengthen our education system, our social support system for young families in general. By and large, beyond just the elder care issues and caregivers, I do want to focus a lot on the vulnerable. And by vulnerable, I'm referring to people who may have fallen through the cracks in certain ways. So I think, depending on where I'm deployed, there are certain parts in Singapore where you do need to make infrastructural changes, changes to ways at which people who are less mobile are able to access services so that our people can live happily within the community itself. Sometimes these are not just building of new facilities and new clinics and elder care centres and so forth. Sometimes what you need are social connections. For example, if I'm taking care of my children and my elderly grandparents, and my parents would have a medical appointment, it'll be most useful if I could find a way for me to place my children at a neighbor's house, and then I could bring my parents for their appointment. I listen to a whole host of music, particularly rock, heavy metal, eclectic. Right now I'm listening to a lot more of Metallica, a bit of Scorpion somehow. I'm getting nostalgic. Alice in Chains, Rage Against the Machine, that's coming up quite a bit in my playlist these days. If you ask me what is my greatest regret, what is the one regret in my life is missing Metallica when they first played. Yeah. I was enlisted into the army in 1993, but unfortunately that was the day that Metallica had their first concert in Singapore. I almost skipped my first day of enlistment to listen to that concert. I think life would have been very different if that had happened, but I was actively considering that option. Sometimes you get the most meaningful words from the heaviest hitting bands, either because they have had a personal loss, they're struggling with an addiction, they're having difficulties with something, and that resonated with me at different points in life.